Hassan is in Muswell Hill. Hello, Hassan.
Hello, Ian. I mean, really, really sad. I mean, I can't really express just how upset I am. These idiots have, instead of avenging our beloved prophet, they've desecrated his example. Oh, today they're a holy day for us. Sorry.
No, look, I understand. Different people, Hassan, react in very different ways to this, and I think I can understand why you're so emotional about it. I think there are a lot of people who will relate to what you've just said.
One thing I really wanted to say was, we believe that our prophet was sent as a mercy to mankind, not just a mercy to those that choose to follow him, but a mercy to everybody. And by doing this action, these people have desecrated his example, and that's not the example that our prophet was leaving.
So essentially, what you're saying is that by doing what they've done, particularly with the Charlie Hebdo attack, they've defamed his image, they've defamed his reputation, and for people who maybe, for whatever reason, don't want to understand Islam, they don't want to understand what it stands for, they've just effectively corroborated those people's unfortunate views.
Unfortunately, yes. This is the complete opposite of what our prophet stood for.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting, you know, it's really upsetting that I have to come on and apologise on their, you know...
When you talk to your non-Muslim friends about what's happened, I mean, I don't know whether you have or not, but do they have difficulty understanding the clear love that you have for the Prophet Muhammad?
I don't think they do. I think, you know, I mean, in our as a Muslim, what we should be doing is being a good example. You know, a good way to react to these cartoons and things would have been to show what our prophet's example is: be a good person, be a good character, and that's really what we're here. We're in this country to do good. You know, we're here to show the best of what we can be, and that's what these people should. You know, if they wanted to be true to the prophet's message, that's what they should have done, and that's something that all Muslims. I would be doing, you know, be a good example, be a good person, because that's what we need to be, and that's what hopefully I'm teaching my children, and that's what we've got to, how we want to bring them up.
When you put the phone down to me, you're going to probably beat yourself up about breaking down on the air. You should not do that, because there is nothing wrong with showing emotion. There is nothing wrong with tears. It's actually the sign of a strong person that does that. So, Hassan, we're very grateful to you for phoning in. That's Hassan in Muswell Hill. I think he says something very interesting there that I think a lot of non-Muslims struggle with. They don't understand. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure I do too. As somebody who doesn't have religious views, I'm not sure I understand about the and I use the word love, and it clearly is, that Hassan loves his prophet. Now, I think he very eloquently explained why that is and why he feels so emotional that people, that effectively these people have desecrated the Prophet Muhammad's memory. Rana is in Hounslow. Hello, Rana.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, what would you like
How
to
are
say?
You?
I'm feeling quite emotional after that last call.
It was quite emotional, actually. I mean, I'm a Muslim, and...